Hello, everyone, and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and we're about to get started with Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. She was with us recently, and I know many of you loved making the connection. She's back, and this is a topic we've been talking about, ageless beauty. Why do we have to age? You know, why can't we be healthy and active and allowing the goddess within to show bright, to illuminate our features, to ease away the worry, the tension, anything that really darkens our vibration and has an impact on our appearance. So we'll be getting into that in just a moment. First, I really want to thank you for being here with us. You are so much loved and appreciated. And these programs are all for you, for us, really, as a community, as we learn and grow together. So let's give a nice, warm welcome to Jennifer. Let's do that
thank
now.
You.
Nice, warm, energetic hug. You felt it coming, huh?
Yes, it was preemptive. Thank you.
She's also very psychic. Did I tell you that?
Well,
so,
you know, it's interesting. I just wanted to mention, because we're going to be talking about my mother, who just turned 96 recently. And if you watch the video, my mother was so psychic when she was a child. Her grandmother used to send her on scouting missions to find out what her older sisters were up to.
Fascinating. So tell us just a little bit about you. I think since we talked earlier, why don't you just focus in on what really is your mission, you know, your real purpose, what you want to convey, and then let's dive into the topic of ageless beauty.
Okay. Well, I will just say what my beliefs are about why we're here. And this is my take on why we're here. We are put on this planet to grow and evolve, and we have all sorts of tough stuff happen in our childhood, in our teenage years, and we are not supposed to stay in that trauma and the drama. We're supposed to use it to grow and evolve and heal and forgive. And unfortunately, some of us got stuck in a repeat and a wash and repeat cycle, which is what I did for many decades, and which caused me to be very sick for quite some time with fibromyalgia, Epstein-Barr, sinus infections, bladder infections, and lots of issues with relationships. And the bottom line piece is that the happier that we are with ourselves, the more we love us, the healthier we are, the more vibrant we are, the better our life is, and the quicker we can manifest. And it took me a long time to get here, but now that I've discovered what the source of all the pain and suffering is, and I help people break the mold, get out of their suffering and pain and sorrow, to live a happy, dynamic life where they can have the love they wish, the money they wish, the abundance, the prosperity, and the health. And that's what I'm doing now. That's my mission, to help people grow, evolve, and to love themselves. And in that process, when we love ourselves completely, we awaken. That helps to speed up the process. So the fastest path to cash, love yourself. The fastest path to love, love yourself. The fastest path to health, love yourself. And why we are doing this today is because I recently celebrated my mother's 96th birthday with her. And, you know, she's constantly telling whoever calls, I feel good. I feel great. I'm not old. So I thought it would be really great to share that message, because at 96, she lives on her own. She drives the car. She cooks for herself. She lives in a condo by herself. She is, as she put it, independent.
And that's
what
really
I
wonderful
want for you.
Yes, yes. So let's focus in on the ageless beauty. Can you break it down for us? What are your thoughts on this?
Okay. So there's a couple of different ways to go. We can be self-judgment filled. We can criticize ourselves. We can, and then we criticize others. We can be stuck in self-pity. We can be angry. I mean, while we have all those things and we're not processing through them, if we're holding things in and stuffing down all that pain and sorrow, what it does is it causes stress on the body, and eventually the organs start to suffer and break down. And so the better that we feel about ourselves, the less stress our body has. And it is a belief that we have to age that makes us old. My 72-year-old brother has hardly any gray hair, and I have, I don't know, I think my hairdresser says maybe one or two at the very back. But that's the bottom line, is that if we believe that we're going to grow old, we will. Our beliefs are what govern our lives. If we believe that life is a struggle, it will be. If we believe everyone's out to get us, they will be. So what I'm here to talk about is how we can shift, turn that ship around so that we're letting go of that belief and instead focusing on, I'm getting younger and younger every day. And we're going to let go of some of that stuff in a little bit. But, you know, age is just a number. So if we believe that at 40 we're old, how do you think we feel by the time we're 60? So the taller that we stand, the more active we are, keeping ourselves, even our brain, active, because, you know, our brain is made to learn. One of the things that my mother does is read. She reads 6 books a week. Every single day she does a crossword puzzle and she does word searches. And she's constantly reading jokes and things that are funny to keep her mind active. And so this is the thing, is that if we think that we have to have a sedentary lifestyle because we're getting older, that's not true. My mom was cutting grass into her 80s. Last year, she visited my brother's farm and helped him cut the grass. She was 95 last year. So,
wow.
So one of the things that we talked about earlier, Jacqueline, is that, you know, if we focus on the age, you know, and say how old we are, tell people how old we are, that's the focus. So we don't have to tell that to people. You know, we could do the Catherine Deneuve, how old do you think I am? and you know, toss our hair back and our diamond earrings and go, you know, don't you think I'm sexy? You know, the Rod Stewart thing. So we can still be young and vibrant and beautiful no matter how old we are. And how we're going to do that is by changing the way we think about life and aging.
You know, may I share what we talked about a little earlier today, my experience of announcing my age?
Yes.
Okay. Jennifer and I were laughing today, and we were thinking about, you know, what really is most meaningful to share tonight. And I remembered that I was always rather quiet about my age, and there was some curiosity in the alternative medical healing community, a group of friends, about how old might I really be. And one particular year, when I was still living in New York City, we suddenly had the realization that instead of most of us leaving town for the weekend on July 4th, we were going to be in town. So we decided, let's have a gathering on Saturday evening. And I said, that's great. I haven't made any birthday plans. And, you know, the answer was, oh, is that your actual birthday? Yes, July 2nd. So And, you know, afterwards I regretted saying anything. And, of course, there was an inevitable birthday cake, and it was a fun time. And then one of my friends slyly asked me, "And how old are you?" And right on the spot, I told him. And that next morning, I woke up, and there were little wrinkles, little creases at the corners of my eyes. And I thought, that's strange. That's never happened before. And within the week, I had my first gray hair. And I decided, I'm going back to the Kabbalah idea, which is you don't ever tell your age. Why would you want to classify yourself or categorize yourself in an age group and take on all the customary beliefs and the average of that age group? Why would you want to do that? And it's like Judy Kelly, who's a recent guest with us, said, you know, let's not count birthdays. Let's just count, you know, solar completions. I've made it around the sun one more time. So we're laughing a little bit about it now, but I actually really do believe in the idea of not openly sharing age, or more importantly, not thinking about yourself in an age category. And Jennifer, I'm assuming that you would agree with this?
Well, not only that, I'll take it a step further. How old do you feel inside? And that was the subject I asked my mom. How old do you feel inside? And she said 70. Well, I said, well, I feel 18 inside. And I have felt that way for a long time. And I had an aunt that lived to be, what was she, 102, I think, when she passed away. And she told me that she always felt young inside. So no matter how old we are, we have to be in touch with that inner child and recognize that inner child is always youthful. And the more we connect with that inner child, the more playful that we are, the more joy that we experience, the more fun we have, it helps to keep us young. Because, you know, have you ever looked at children? I mean, they're moving constantly. When we sit still and we're stationary, you know, this is our human form was not meant to be stationary, to be couch potatoes. We have got to get moving, keep our bodies moving. And that's the answer, because as long as our body continues to move, then we're not going to have the stiffness and soreness. So, you know, keeping ourselves active and our mind active, all of those things are really important. But connecting to that inner child and recognizing, how old are you inside? Because are you your chronological age inside, or are you some other age?
Let's take a little break and ask everyone to stop and tune in. Not just passively listen, but tune in. How old do you really feel inside your body? And we'd love to get some of those quick answers. If you just want to type in the number, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Go ahead, Jennifer. I just thought that would be fun.
That's perfect. I love that. So one of the things, you know, I coach women and men, and part of what I do is I help people find love. I help people overcome trauma, and a lot of people come to me because they want to have a relationship. And one of the things that people do is they say, well, I'm too old for that. I'm too fat. I'm ugly, or I'm too this. So we've got to stop speaking about ourselves, even to ourselves, in those terms. And instead, I'd like to see us all shift our beliefs and, okay, maybe your body's not at the perfect weight. Mine isn't, but I'm lovingly accepting it as it is. And the more that we focus on how fat we are, the fatter we become. So instead, we have to focus on, my body is at the perfect weight for me. I love my body as it is. So the more loving that we can be towards ourselves, the less stress we have, the slower that we age. So the self-love piece really does help to keep us young. So rather than saying I'm old, how about I feel terrific? I am constantly youthful. I am young. I'm vibrant. I'm radiant. I really like to talk about the scientific reality that affects us all. Has anybody responded about how old they are inside? Jacqueline, did anybody say?
Margaret is saying 10 years younger. In other cases, we just have numbers, so I don't actually have the comparison.
Mm-hmm.
18-year-old self. So you two could be friends. You see yourself as 18.
Awesome.
Okay, hold on. I'm still getting more. I'm getting 25. I'm getting 28. I didn't ask what the difference would be. Those are some quick ideas.
So a lot of you may have heard of Bruce Lipton, who wrote The Biology of Belief, and that is a really fantastic book. And Bruce is a scientist turned spiritualist, which is a riot to me. And he talks about how he awakened and how that affected him and everything. But one of the things that he talks about is that cells have these little antennas on them. And so each of our cells has antennas, and they translate our environment. So they're like a receptor, and they're receiving the broadcast that we are putting out. So who's doing the broadcasting? We're doing the broadcasting. And the truth of it is that, you know, cells work in harmony, but they are translating what we are telling them. So if we keep saying, you know, well, I'm worthless, I'm not enough, I'm old, I'm fat, then our cells are going to get old and fat and worthless. So what we have to do, you know, we're immortal spirits. We are in this field of energy, so we've got to broadcast a different frequency. And that's why I focus on the self-love piece, because I'm going to go back to when I was sick, when, you know, I recognized my thoughts were killing me. They literally were killing me. I had fibromyalgia, Epstein-Barr, breast cancer. I had a tumor on my thigh. I had a tumor on my spine. I mean, all kinds of things were wrong with me because I felt broken and lost. And when I started to love myself, change the broadcast, it's amazing. The depression fell away. The anxiety fell away. So we all have the power to broadcast at a different signal, a different ratio. And the higher our vibration becomes, we want to be at that loving place, loving ourselves, loving life. You're going to find also what happens is our outer world is so much better. And that to me is miraculous. So, you know, the brain creates electromagnetic activity, and what we perceive, you know, we perceive reality in a certain way. Well, I perceive reality as beautiful, magical, and I manifest with ease. Now, do I have challenges come up? Sure, I do. But I recognize there's always a lesson, always a gift. I'm always learning. I try really hard to be grateful for everything that's going on. So, but life is for me. Life is good for me. So that's what I broadcast. I love me. I love my life. What are you broadcasting? And what could you perhaps broadcast differently that would elevate your vibration so you can change the reality? It's like in the Matrix, you know, take the red pill and change anything in your life in a matter of minutes. And that's what we're going to do today. So when we take personal responsibility for ourselves instead of blaming, that's, gosh darn it, I did it for years. It was so much fun to blame my parents. It was so much fun to play my dad. I have a little story about my mom and dad that I'd like to share, because it really verifies the belief system and how we create illness or health. Can I share that,
sure.
Jacqueline?
Please.
Okay. So my dad was very spiritual. He read a lot. He read Chariots of the Gods, read everything about Edgar Cayce. And when he was at work, he'd read the newspaper cover to cover. He was constantly reading. And then he'd come home, and at mealtime, he would share the latest discovery about what caused cancer. And he would, you know, he'd be eating his dinner. You know, peanut butter now causes cancer. Bananas cause cancer. Bacon causes cancer. He was eating his food, imbuing it with the words, "My food causes cancer." My mother at the end of the table was going, "Oh, nonsense, Leonard. I don't believe it for a minute." My mother never got cancer. My dad has been gone for 30 years. He died of leukemia, cancer of the blood. He believed his food caused cancer. My mother, on the other hand, this is all you organic freaks out there. My mother's 96. She will not pay extra money for organic vegetables. She says, "Oh, it's baloney." And so she doesn't eat organic. But it's because I had somebody message me and say, "Oh, well, it's because she hasn't had the toxins." Well, she doesn't eat organic food. She chooses not to. But the fact is, it is our belief. So we could bless the food, not by organic, and say, "This food is blessed to give me everything I need for my highest and best good. And I'm so grateful." And then eat it. Every time we bless our food, we're raising the vibration, whether it's organic or not.
Makes a lot of sense. Let's tie this into beauty, the idea of ageless beauty. And then would it be possible for you to lead us in an activation, something we can
I
all participate
would love
in?
To. Okay.
That's the right answer.
So, here's the thing. No matter how we look, each and every one of us is unique. And every one of us has distinctive beauty. We've all been given gifts. Some of us have beautiful hair. Some of us have fabulous eyelashes. Not me. Some of us have perfect noses. And so we need to be grateful for each thing that we've been given, you know, this beautiful face. And the more that we believe that we are beautiful, the more beautiful we become. And I am going to challenge you to do this for 30 days, every single day. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, "I love you. You are so beautiful." And I'd love to hear back from you what differences you find in your life. Because I know I've done it, and I'm better looking today than I was 30 years ago. And that, my friends, is a miracle. How do you say that word again, Jacqueline?
Miracle.
It's miraculous. It is. So what we picture in our mind creates our blood chemistry. So I just want you to remember that, because when we do this activation, I'm going to be asking you to picture something in your mind. So our fate is determined by the picture in our mind. Our mind picture turns that image into chemistry. And fate is not determined by our genes. Our fate is determined by our consciousness of the mind. So when we change our mind, breathe, we change our chemistry. And why is this relevant? Because we also change our genetics, and we change our health and the way we age when we change the picture in our mind.
And I think also internalizing that picture really makes a difference, because what we're so subject to is perhaps something that was said that was hurtful or just cultural beliefs, you know, about aging, about body weight, about body shape, about, you know, skin appearance, all of that, if we really internalize the image, which is really what we're doing when we're changing our thoughts, changing our perceptions. But let's activate this. Let's activate this right now.
Okay. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
I'm ready. Okay. So what I'd like you to do is just take a deep breath with me. It's part of the process, this deep breathing. So in a moment, what we're going to be doing is activating the using properties within your brain, where every cell of your body, and we have 100 trillion cells, receives its programming. To take another breath. So first, we need to change our belief in the aging process. Remember, our beliefs are what govern. So are you ready to let go of your beliefs in growing old, looking decrepit, getting sicker and weaker as you age? Are you ready to let go of that? Just say yes if you are. Excellent. Are you ready to release the belief that 40 is old? I release that belief. Are you ready to release the belief that 50 is old? Just say yes. How about releasing the belief that 60 is old? Are you ready? Just say yes. Are you ready to release the belief that 70 is old? Now, take another deep breath. This may feel like a little stretch for you. Can you release the belief that 80 is old? Because when we get to be 80, it feels like nothing. Let's release the belief that 90 is old. Take another deep breath. Excellent. Age is just a number. Now, as you're breathing in, notice your body. What's your body doing? Relax your shoulders a little bit more. We're going to get deeper and deeper relaxed. Our perspective and belief is what caused premature aging and looking old. So take another deep breath. We're going to be going back in time to a time when you remember feeling vibrant, alive, in your prime. Just breathe in. Remember how you looked. You might be 29, you might be 30, it doesn't matter. But remember how you felt when you were in your prime. Remember how much energy you had, how often you had sex, how your lips were they full, how thick your hair was. Now breathe in that image. Envision yourself fully and breathe that image in. See yourself in physical activity, fit, healthy, robust, energize. Now breathe in that image again and have your brain take a snapshot of this picture. And now we're going to go into the control room in your brain, and we are going to switch off a few buttons that are causing aging. Okay, so we're going to reduce the IGF dash one factor, the insulin-like growth factor. We're going to reduce that. And if we can, turn it off without any adverse effects. We are going to shut down the aging process of the pituitary gland. We're going to dial that back. Dial it back as far as you feel comfortable doing. And we are now going to activate the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is the largest nerve in your body, originating on the left-hand side of the brain, going all the way down through your neck, through your heart, through your lungs, through every organ of the body. Activating this vagus nerve will enliven. And then the next step is it will enliven the endocrine system. So we're asking the endocrine system that creates the hormones and balances the hormones in our body. So we're activating the endocrine system through the vagus nerve. Take a deep breath. Now, as we activate the vagus nerve, we're enlivening all areas of the brain. We're turning on the mental processing, activating eyesight, bathing the eyes with golden light, activating the stem cells, renewing them, revitalizing all 100 trillion cells in the body. And now as we continue on this activation, the blood oxygen level increases. The blood needs oxygen to feel alive. The heart needs oxygen. As we activate the vagus nerve, increasing oxygen, taking another deep breath, your anxiety falls away. Take another deep breath, allowing that anxiety just roll off you. Take another deep breath, letting go of the stress of the day, reducing your worry, breathing in, resolving and transmuting the fear. Now we're going to go deeper and deeper into a youthing process. The DNA is optimized. The telomeres are strengthened, revitalized, as if you've been living outdoors. Telomeres are one of the first signs of aging. They shorten and break off. They're at the end of the DNA. The free radicals are reduced and eliminated. Wrinkles relax and slowly disappear. Sun damage is repaired. Our skin becomes softer, more supple, tightening, more youthful. Our thighs, our buttocks begin to tighten, becoming stronger. And by expressing the following words, you can continue this process. My cells are youthing. My stress is reduced. My body is youthing. I am at peace. I'm in harmony. My attitude and demeanor are loving. I love me. I am youthful. I'm vital and ageless. I am beautiful, grateful, enlivened. I'm getting younger and younger every day. Take another deep breath. And a golden light comes in through the crown of your head, coming down through the skull, enlivening the mitochondria. Returning the mitochondria to the state that it was when you were in your prime. And we feed the mitochondria with oxygen to restore its youthful qualities. Breathe deeply. Breathing this enlivened mitochondria in all areas of the body, enlivening every single cell. Youthing, reducing the free radicals. Elevating the cell quality to your prime activation. consciously feeding those mitochondria, using your eyes, your heart, your lungs becoming quickened and alive. Using your legs, your arms, and with breathing, our intention, we consciously ask the mitochondria to be activated, increasing in reproduction. And this golden light bathes your eyes, filling them with light. And the energy of this golden light increases your youthing and your agelessness. Deep breathing, bathing this mitochondria with golden light, renewing every cell of your body. And any time you would like to have this youthing replayed again, just take your hands and place them in front of your heart chakra, palm to palm, and rub them together. And that will reset this activation all over again, renewing, youthing, returning you to ageless beauty each time you bring your palms together and rub them together. Breathe deeply. I am getting younger and younger every day. My cells are free radical free. My cells are healthy and optimized. The wrinkles are relaxing. My skin is tightening and renewing. I am ageless and beautiful. Breathe normally.
So we're giving everyone a moment to integrate. We'd love to hear about your experience. Please just go to the bottom of the announcement page that you received and type in any comments. We'd love to hear from you. Jennifer, are you with us?
I am.
Okay. And we're giving everyone a few moments to do that. Thank you for incorporating the science, the telomere aspect is exceptionally important to the whole idea of youthing. That's what Jennifer was referring to earlier. Unnamed in the earlier conversation, I just want to link that up to it being the telomeres.
One of the things about telomeres is that as we grow older, you know, as years pass, if we're not spending sufficient time outside, those telomeres will break off and get shorter, and they cannot be replaced, apparently, so I hear. So we're doing something very different here to increase the activity of the telomere. And you can Google telomere. They're actually quite beautiful. And just know what they look like so you can envision them in your body and envision them being strengthened and made new again.
Can you give this spelling of telomere?
Yes, it's T-E-L-E-O-M-E-R-E. Telomere.
T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E. Correct?
T-E-L-E. Telomere.
I don't think that's right.
No?
I'm gonna look up. I
oh,
assume
maybe it
because...
is. No. Yes,
yeah,
right.
It's T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E.
Correct.
Yes.
That is not telephone. It's telomere.
Yes, T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E. If you'd like to do a little research.
Mm-hmm. I stand corrected.
Okay. Okay. Let's do this. We've got some comments starting to come in. Oh, I love this one. We haven't heard from Margaret for a while, and she's up in Canada. And she now says, I now feel 25 years younger after the process. Hooray!
Oh, wow. Wow. Awesome, Margaret.
And we're going to support you in that process. And anyone else who wants to step forward by us reading this right now on the air, I'm going to ask that all of the community supports you in your new age. And Jennifer, how old are you?
How old,
inside.
How old do you think I am, Jacqueline? Inside.
Well, I think you're about 18.
I'm about 18, but I'm pleased to share my age if you'd like me to. I can.
No, not after what we just said. But let's just say that there's a big difference between 18 and. And
where
what your birth chart might say, yes.
True. However, what I will say is when most people meet me, they think I'm 20 years younger than I chronologically am.
That's often the case with me also. And, you know, Jennifer, I don't know. You might be a little young for us to hang out because I've chosen to be 28. So I'm going to hang out with Margaret instead.
Okay.
And we've got, but you know, you can join us. And we've got more coming in. Yes, I think everybody's choosing the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that goes into the 30. We have somebody who can be your playmate at age 18.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. So that was fun. Let's do this. Let's shift to a call. How about that?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Calling on area code 424. Says Beverly Hills here.
Hello there.
Can you give us your first name? Hello.
Hi. Hi, Jacqueline. Hi. Hi, Jennifer. This is awesome.
Hi, your name?
Janice? That was an awesome experience.
Thank you.
I became 27 again.
How did that feel for you, Janice?
Oh, reviving. It was a new age for me. And I loved it. And just so such an awesome, relaxing experience.
Do you feel more beautiful as a result?
Oh, I have a picture in my mind. Yes, of course.
Oh, good, good. What else is different?
Just you feel I'm breathing more easily and I'm not as tense as before.
Good. What else?
So, just feeling more vibrant and I have a new lease on life.
Fabulous. I'll take that any day. Fabulous. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Okay. Do you have a mirror nearby? Can you take a look?
Yes, I do. I actually was using the mirror.
Oh, good.
Throughout the whole activation, I was using it.
Great idea. Did you actually see a shift, like in the light level? Did you notice anything watching the mirror?
I know. I'm smiling a lot more.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Good. Good.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Blessings to you both.
Oh, much love to
you. You're welcome. And to you.
Thank you.
And let's go to South Africa. Jayshree is staying up late to be with us. I'm muting you right now. Hi there. Do you have a question on ageless beauty for our lovely Jennifer?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Jennifer.
Hi.
Yes. Hi, Jennifer. I definitely thought.
Okay, hold on a second.
Jayshree, we're having
a lot of breakups.
Yeah.
She's calling in on a web line. Jennifer, by any chance, are you on an open line, like on a speakerphone?
No, I'm using my headset. Do you want me to mute myself? I can do that.
Well, let's just try again and see if we can hear Jayshree. And if we can't, I'm going to ask her to type in her question. Jayshree, shall we start again? Jayshree, are you there? Jayshree, we're not going to be able to hear you. And there's a storm going on in my area, so maybe that's part of the issue. Can you please write in your question, and we'll be happy to address it. Can you please do that? Please write in your question. Well, try one more time.
That's better.
How about making your question really short and then Jennifer can answer? Can we do that? No, we're really having a problem with the line.
Such a delay.
Yeah, this is not going to work. I'm going to mute her.
Okay.
Because we're getting strange sounds from
some
of the places.
I think she was trying to share her experience. She started to say she felt something. So Jayshree, if you could type in what you wanted to say, because we really would love to hear from you. And I'm sorry that it didn't work out technologically wise.
Okay, so she has written in before, so I know she can do it. So I'm asking her to please write out the question she would have asked you. Oh, here it is already. She said she felt emotional when she thought of herself in her remembered prime. And she had some questions about that. And earlier she had written in that she, and I love this concept, I think this is why I chose 28 instead of 18, she said her wise 18-year-old self. I figured I might as well get the Saturn return finished. That's why I chose 28. Okay. And she is asking, okay, I have to scroll back. A question she wrote in at the beginning of the program, and maybe this may have even shifted since we started talking, is can I release the impact of crime in my field, which seems to have affected me energetically and has aged me?
Okay, that's
a
great question.
She lives in South Africa, and she's, she's experienced some theft.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so whether it's crime, whether it's abuse or sexual molestation, anything can be released. And one of the things that I highly recommend is that you get the package. We can do a clearing and clear it for you. That can definitely be, I mean, do you want me to do it on the air, Jacqueline? It just could take a little bit of time because I think there's a multitude of steps here.
The question is about how long, and what and the reason I ask that is, you know, we really need to be sensitive to an entire audience
mm-hmm.
here. So
I know.
Is
mm-hmm.
it something that can benefit others as well, or is it simply personal?
Well, no, I think any kind of trauma, you know, any kind of crime, it's trauma. So we can just clear it.
Okay, so this is for Jayashree and
mm-hmm.
for everybody who's experienced any kind of trauma in life. Go ahead.
Right. So what we're including in this is the violence, violence and trauma and having things taken from you. So we're clearing this from this lifetime, all timelines across the timeline. We're clearing the fear of it. You know, there's a lot of fear and worry around it. Guilt, hate, greed. Okay, we're just letting go of all the dark energies and negativity, the worry of it happening again. And I want to clear this from the root of the issue. And Jayashree, are you ready to release this? I'm feeling that she is. So just take a deep breath. Turn your palms upward. Are you ready to release this for all time? Are you ready to release this from your field, from your past, your present, your future? So I want to clear all the emotions around it too. Fear, blame, worry. Pride, humiliation, feeling lost. Grief, shame. So everybody take a deep breath. I let go of anything that no longer serves me. It's really important to say to yourself that I am safe, I am secure, I am loved. Remember that we create our life with what we believe. And the things that we tell ourselves govern our unconscious mind. So it's important to restructure the mind. And what we're doing with mantras is restructuring the mind, because the mind is plastic. We can heal it. We can stretch it. We can regrow synapses and make the brain better. As a matter of fact, you can get more intelligent. And just because your IQ was a certain level, you know, 20 years ago doesn't mean it stays the same. You can make your IQ better, higher. Become more intelligent. Letting go. Okay, we're just letting go of all of this. And we're clearing
the... And if you can hear this,
The
wind and the rain just picked up just as you said that, and is really... getting stronger. So I know that these energies are moving through
mm-hmm.
for Jayashree, for all. Go ahead.
I'm also clearing the resurgence or recreation of it. But like I said, it's really important to change your beliefs and thoughts around it as well. I am safe. I am secure. I am loved. Okay, thank you, Jayashree. I think that helped a lot of people.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Whew, I feel like it's still moving.
It probably is, yes.
And here's another comment. I'm an 85-year-old male, and I have reverted from 25 to 16. Hooray.
That's awesome.
And let me just say, this has been on my mind. It seems that this past season, we've had a number of broadcasts that are oriented to the women in our audience, in our community. And I want to say, you know, very clearly, men are just as welcome, and we all have a male and female aspect. And I honor you. I salute you for joining in on this call. And Jennifer's dog does too.
Yes, he is obviously in accord.
Yes,
he
agrees.
And also male.
So speaking up for the men. Okay, and Kyra, K-Y-R-A, what a beautiful name, from California, said, I chose 37. That's when I first learned to surf and felt so much alive in my life. Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
So let's shift gears, if you will, and can we please talk about your offer for anybody who would like to go deeper, and then we'll take a look at some more questions and perhaps end with just a little energy blessing. How about that?
Sounds good. Sounds good. This package, and the reason I chose it to go along with the anti-aging or renewing, is now Aphrodite is the goddess of love, and this package includes the Aphrodite effect. It's a three-part program that I created, and it is all about loving you. It's all about love. Now, whether you don't want a relationship ever again or not, this three-part program is going to shift you in a way, causing you to be more gentle, loving, compassionate towards you. And all of us need to be gentle, loving, and compassionate towards ourselves, because when we do, our whole world turns around. It is amazing. So the first audio is a gentle look at you, giving you permission to be compassionate and soft with your focus. And, you know, we have a tendency to give too much and then feel resentful when we do, and yet we are the ones that chose to give too much. So it's all about self-nurturing and focusing on you. And the second part is about being all in. Now, whether it's being all in your relationship with your parents or your children or your partner or spouse, when we are not all in, when we've got one foot running out the door or running away, we cannot be fully present in love with other people. And a lot of us, and I used to do it myself, would run away from the challenges of relationships. And how do we grow? We grow in our relationships. So this whole audio program is going to help you grow and shift in beautiful ways. And part three is all about co-creating with the universe. And you'll be walked through every step, because manifesting is one of those things. I love to teach manifesting. I love to help people manifest their desires. And so it's including all my secrets on how to manifest. And the same way to manifest money and love, a car, a house, it's the same way. And I show you exactly what to do. And we walk through a manifesting process. So it will raise your vibration. There's energy clearings in each of these audios. And I'll give you techniques to help you to co-create and manifest your loving partner if you should desire it. And then I also talk about relationships and why we've had so much trouble in relationships. A lot of us have, and we've misunderstood what a relationship is really for. And so what I do is I strip away the myths of relationships because lots of us have the belief that a relationship is going to give us everything that we want, to fulfill all our needs and desires. And when we have that thought, it is like being at Disneyland. It's not fact, it's fiction. So it's a really beautiful program. It's very lovingly done. And I explain why we feel so triggered when we're in a relationship. So I clear triggers as well in this program. And then part of this package is a session with me. And an hour session with me is $275. In a session with me, I can do the session on Zoom where you get to see me face to face. It's like having me in your room, your kitchen, your office, wherever it is. And I will send you the recording of the session as well. So we get to work on whatever you choose. And within it, there's coaching as well as energy healing, and certainly lots and lots of love and compassion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. And you were speaking of how much the session costs. I don't believe that that's what we're charging in the special offer.
No, I know that's what I'm saying. But if you were to book a private session with me, that's what I'm trying to say, is that so the value of this program that you're getting is incredible. Because
it's $950.
How much?
Go ahead. the total for the two, and I'm it's $675 for the course.
Yeah.
And the 1 hour session is $275, and if we did the math right, that comes out to $950, and you gave us a phenomenal deal of $147.
I know. And you know why?
Because you love You Awakening?
I do. I absolutely do. But the bigger reason, not that that isn't wonderful and fantastic, the more we give, the more we receive.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
So I'm really grateful to you, Jacqueline. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So feel the love. Feel the energy in which this has been given. Because it really is a gift to be able to offer at this price. And I think you all know me well enough to know that sales is not my favorite part. And I'm just really speaking truth from having worked with Jennifer myself. I'm thankful that we're able to give you such a great offer.
I just want to add, if I might, Jacqueline, that somebody might want to know, what's it like to work with me? And you could look on Yelp and see reviews that other people have said about me. But what I will tell you is that most people say to me, I feel like I've known you forever. You feel like the best friend I never had. So I listen. I really listen with my heart. So you can come and tell me what you want to tell me. And I listen without any judgment whatsoever. And sometimes, and I hear this a lot, I told you things I've never told anyone. And sometimes just being able to tell someone something gives you tremendous relief. And then in the process, I'll clear any residual energy that's left over. So I promise you'll feel a lot better after the session than you do when we begin.
Thank you. And I have a wild idea. It's coming from guidance.
Okay.
We're powerful co-creators here. Why don't we invite in, you ready, the goddess Aphrodite?
Oh, wonderful.
Let's do that right now, because I believe she's already here. I think she may have given me that idea.
She said, I thought you'd never ask.
So she's here and she's ready to bless us. I'm pretty sure we've probably never done this before, but that it's not going to stop us. We're powerful co-creators, and she's here for us, and it seems she wants to have a word with us or to certainly send her energy transmission. Jennifer, I know I sprung this on you. Are you ready to take
the
lead?
I'm just listening to her. So Aphrodite is saying that she knew who she was. She stood in her power. She never gave her power away. And she was radiant and beautiful and sexy and powerful. She was married, but men fell at her feet. They absolutely adored her. And so here's the thing. She's the goddess of love. The more we love and adore ourselves, the more others will love and adore us too. So Aphrodite is asking for a blessing to be given to each and every one of you that she is sending, I'm not doing this, she is sending everyone on this call. She's waving her arms back and forth like she's leading an orchestra, and there's golden coming out of her fingertips like gold dust, and she's just blessing each and every one of you, all of us, with this loving, radiant, beautiful, ageless beauty and loving energy. So, wow. Thank you, Aphrodite. Thank you, Jacqueline, for bringing that up. Powerful. Wow.
And I'd like to take just a moment for us all to just breathe this in while we're still together on this call, and that includes everyone listening later on to the replay, because you know we transcend time and space in these calls. They come, you know, much of our information is coming in from the higher dimensions. So let's just enjoy breathing that in as a community for a moment longer. Let's feel our love and appreciation, our gratitude, because we really have received a gift this evening in the form of all the energy and information given, and with Aphrodite's special blessing. And perhaps you can even feel the blessing that's happening with the earth right now. Beautiful rainfall. Very gentle now. The frogs. It's the mating call of the bullfrogs. It's happening right now, seemingly on cue. And let's complete now so that as we complete, everyone can sit still for a few minutes and absorb even more. Is that okay with you, Jennifer?
Certainly. I've really enjoyed being here with everyone today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Much love to everyone. Until the next time. And thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jacqueline.